You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by Investec Business Banking. Investec has been running a vodcast series titled Investec Minds. The series aims to tap into some of the most valuable minds that Investec has on a variety of topics that are relevant to you and I as consumers. Each episode offers insights from the experts at Investec around these topics, and it's definitely a series you want to be listening in on and tuning into. I've got a snippet from the latest episode where Fifi Peters has a conversation with René Grobler, head of cash investments at Investec. They discuss South Africa's savings rates, diverse savings practices, and the implications of the newly implemented two-pot system. It is Savings Month after all. Let's listen in on that conversation.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Investec Minds podcast, where we explore the opportunities and the challenges facing South Africa's economy with leading experts within the bank. Today we are looking at the crucial topic of savings with none other than René Grobler, the head of cash investments at Investec. René, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Fifi. It's lovely to be here.
Perhaps just reflect on what you are seeing right now in terms of the current savings culture of South Africans.
Sadly, it's not good news. I think, you know, we've known for a long time that South African households are under strain. Mm-hmm. As it comes out in most polls, when we ask why are people not saving enough, it's really, I can't save. Mm-hmm. I don't have the means to save. But maybe just to get back to your question around households and what we're seeing at the moment, the average South African is actually in more debt than we would expect.
Okay.
So 62% of after-tax disposable income at the moment is going towards debt. So that means South Africans are indebted, and very often it means that they are spending more on lifestyle than they can afford.
Sure.
And the savings numbers are showing us that South African households, as contributing to the national savings, is actually at a minus number. So they are dissavers, not even saving at the moment.
But we do know that this government is trying to create or reverse some of the ills of our savings culture and the introduction of the two-pot system, particularly to ensure that a lot more South Africans are able to have money when they retire, which is not presently the case.
Yes.
Just your views on the two-pot and whether you reckon it's a net benefit.
So I think the proof will be in the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I think about what we're trying to achieve, if all goes according to plan, it's a net positive.
Mm.
We're trying to ensure that people are saving for retirement and that there's a portion of the savings that remains accessible only for that. You know, under the new two-pot system, one-third of your retirement savings will be available for emergency savings use. And I think it was also geared to the fact that if you think about South Africans, the statistic that's quoted at the moment is only 6% of South Africans can retire comfortably.
Sure.
And only 50% have a retirement plan.
Mm.
And that's a little scary. So I think the intention is really good of the two-pot system, because what we have seen behaviorally is that, you know, and this is not just a recent thing, but in the past, because of the way that our retirement regime works, the only way that you could access your retirement funds before retirement was really if you left your employment.
Mm.
So people who've been in dire straits or really desperate, who didn't have emergency savings other than their retirement money, would quit their jobs in order to access the money. And the reality about that is now you're sitting in a double negative, because now you don't have an income because you've quit your job. A lot of people didn't have a plan in terms of the next employment then, but they were desperate because they needed the money for whatever the case may be. So I think the system will eliminate that kind of poor financial decision making to go down that route. But what it does mean is people really need to understand the impact of taking that money. And I think they estimate, you know, if the legislation, which still needs to be 100% passed into law, you know, if it comes into place in September as intended, between the fourth quarter of this year and the first quarter of next year, there could be 40 billion rand coming into that sort of available pot.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody takes that money.
The withdrawal pot,
mm-hmm. Yes. If everybody takes that money, what is the impact, right? And what are they taking it for? Are they going to take it for emergency spending, because it's going back into spending, right?
Mm.
But, or are they going to be, what are they going to be doing with that money? You know, these things are difficult because with the best intentions, you can help one side of the equation, which is immediate need, but you can hurt the other side of the equation, which is your future retirement. So I think really, again, for individuals to start thinking about this and saying, yes, I can solve my immediate problem, but I could be creating a problem for myself in the future. And, you know, on that note, I really do feel that if you can access a financial advisor, which is more accessible than most people would think, mm-hmm. You know, it really is helpful. If you don't have the knowledge or the confidence around finances and you're not able to find the right pieces of information, really to get a financial advisor to help you will really, really assist you in this journey of making the right financial decisions for you and your family.
It's all of our responsibilities from us as individuals to the government as well as the companies to ensure that we do improve the savings culture here in South Africa. But Renee, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast, particularly in the month of July being Savings Month here in South Africa.
Thank you very much, Fifi.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendations. Investec Bank Limited, an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider.
This feature was brought to you by Investec Business Banking.
In the world of business banking, projections, numbers, and your bottom line often triumph over relationships. At Investec, we value both. That's why we understand that running a successful business takes endurance, drive, and partners who are willing to walk the journey with you. It's the private banking service we are known for, now available for your business. Because you never settle for ordinary, neither should your business. Investec Business Banking. Out of the ordinary. Investec Bank Limited, a registered credit and authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.